polite to people with lesser patience. Oftentimes I wonder where I would be if I never made it. The hating always comes from niggas that wish they had all your blessings to the clout. Them bad vibes forever, but I'm destined on this route. I'm starting to understand that shit that X was talking about.
I think I've been counting by.
Worst thing comes to worst, I fucking die a tragic death or some shit, and I'm not able to see out my dreams. I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life.
If it ain't.
Salutation.
Yes, queens and kings and brothers and sisters, salutations. Welcome back to Truth Sessions, Lifting the Veil, or TSL TV for short, previously known as QKJJ. As always, we are your guides. I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry's in the house.
In his house.
And what I did want to make sure that I presented to you all today was that lovely intro by our brother Jordan Lucas on his new album called Evolution. Mm-hmm. The song was named One This Way, and it actually features the game and a lovely queen named Isla. Excuse me. I apologize. Isla.
You're adorable.
Isla. But that is a wonderful, wonderful song in the beginning. Right here, I believe it was around 3 minutes or so. We definitely played a clip there of XXXTentacion, and again, he showed his evolution of course right before his untimely death. That was his message to the youth, and that's our same message to the youth as well. We want to make sure that even if the possibility may come, we hope that our message to you uplifts you and encourages you to be the best person that you can be.
Yep.
All right.
Now, to the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity, and check your emotions at the door. Most importantly,
remember to always smile, because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Good job.
Boom. That's it.
Yes, I think I left out embrace pure facts, y'all, but there are some technical issues. Embrace them. All right, so King, what are you sipping on this week?
H2O, and I believe we also had a little bit of Bacardi, maybe?
Yeah, dark Bacardi.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right.
Yeah, it's black.
I
decided to get that, and fresh water more than anything. Our Kanyan water that we talked about last time. My medication for this week. Still got that CBD going.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the information for the different places that we're trying as far as CBD down in the show notes. One place that I can definitely tell you all to check out is a black-owned, women-owned CBD THC company that is Earth's Dew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put that information in the show notes. Check them out. She has Delta H THC that she can ship
directly to your door. And again, that's something that you can definitely take advantage of, and don't be afraid to expand yourself when it comes to natural plants, and of course when it comes to medical cannabis, CBD, the chemical makeup, that's something that already is being produced in inside of you.
Yep.
It's just at a smaller portion, but do your own research and definitely go through the process. And like Queen said, we'll put that in the show notes so you can go ahead and check that out.
Yes. Now, I also, sorry, I just wanted to notate one thing. throughout November, I plan on looking into and trying out different smokable herbs, because there's a lot of natural herbs out there that can relieve like anxiety and such. So I'm going to be testing those out, like blue lotus and things of that, mugwort. I'm going to be testing those out through November to see, you know, what type of blends I can come up with and recommend. Just know that once I do start recommending those type of blends and stuff, it's based on you. Each person is individual, you know. So even though, even when you try THC or CBD, there'll be something different that it will affect you in different pathways of your brain. There'll be open different body responses that you'll get that the next person won't get. So
I would say definitely take it for yourself. Definitely different depending on the chemical makeup. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Chemicals definitely react different people. So again, do your own research, and whatever you find that best suits you, go for the gusto. And
what do you think about last week?
Last week's reflections. Oh my goodness. Coons making more coins. So many coons that are making more coins. One coon. I don't like to use racial epithets, but apparently I'm using them today. Okay. I didn't get a chance to say this woman's name either. I know we talked about the Attorney General in Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, but this one is Candace Owens. All right. This is someone that's also troubling and definitely comes off as very coonish, yeah, whether they realize or not.
I told him I feel like Candace is a mainstream coon versus, yes, like the coons that we talk about. They kind of present them as, no, they not coons. They just black people that are just helping us along. But mm-hmm, Candace Owens, she just put herself out there way too much.
Also, some coons out there as well. Silk and Diamond and Silk. Also some coons out there. So I just want you all, and we also talk about David Clark, Jesse Lee Peters, few coons that are out there.
Yes,
all right?
And the ones that's in your family that we not mention. Like, you listening, you got some coons in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know for a fact, because we all do, we got someone who still thinks it's okay to perpetuate those same white speaking points, same white narrative. Think that it's okay, and that is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
We made sure that we let y'all know exactly what a coon was, the different definitions of it that we found on different sources as well were definitely helpful.
Absolutely. Going into how our week, Queen?
My week, it was a very pretty busy week. I still have a lot that I'm working on, still continuing the coding that I talked about. It's actually a coding boot camp. It says go from web page designer to full web developer within a few months. So I'm excited about that. And I've just been trying to make sure that I'm also planning out my day a lot more as well, so I can get a lot done. And because before I would just start my day and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so much stuff to get done. But now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna at least get these three large things done today, and then whatever else I can get done in between, you know, I tackle it from there. But I really didn't do that much. It was mostly staying in the house and getting work done. What about you?
Same, since we both had the opportunity of working from home as well. Well, that's definitely been a plus. Mm-hmm. For me, on the opposite end, I can't, but on a technical aspect, the company that I work for, that a lot of you purchase their products from, has rolled out some new products. Some of them include fast charging capabilities, or they've changed the process of the charging of their product. Now, if that's not a hint for you, I'm pretty sure that if you dive a little bit deeper, you understand what I'm saying. But I'm not going to go too far from there. All I will say is, you know, you all pay attention to what you're purchasing. A lot of the information that what you're purchasing is online. If you're looking for questions, processing, and definitely how you want to go from more so non-invasive steps that are troubleshooting to more invasive steps, again, that information is actually accessible online. And pay attention, again, to the products that you are purchasing and the services that are included. That's all I have to say on my part. Do what you wish. And if definitely when it comes to your pocketbook, you feel like spending that much money for a product, that's completely up to you. practice your capitalism. But I do want to let people know that since we're getting we're here going into October now, y'all. November, voting time. I do want to stress this. I don't care who you are, you know, your status hopefully is valid and enabled for you to vote. So go ahead and cast your vote. Now, definitely go for whomever, obviously, your candidate or someone that you feel as though speaks to you, your talking points. And if you're just about, you know, your pocketbook, whatever the case may be, again, that's completely up to you or your wallet.
You have to be real with them because you're supposed to be lifting the veil. You said if you're going along with someone that is for your pocket.
Yes.
We are referring to 45's administration giving a lot of corporations and businesses a lot of tax breaks, a lot of tax cuts.
Right.
And there's been a lot of people who's like, well, I'm going to vote for him because I'm not trying to pay an additional such and such percent every year, you know, for my taxes. I understand. What you all could do is either create another business or start another business to offset and pay those taxes that you claim that you're making with all this money from and then you have to pay the taxes on, or just stop complaining. Now, those of you who, you know, aren't voting for 45 again for this administration, there are some people who are deciding to go with Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly black people, the main thing that I can say, we have to go for whoever is focused on our policies that we need to be set forth. Unfortunately, neither party is trying to be very blatant with, you know, their plans for black people, even though, you know, they've come out with the Platinum Plan, the Biden Plan. Great. Talk a good game.
Yeah.
Just remember that. Also, you all, fortunately, there are more people that we could vote for. Unfortunately, the Congress is blue or red. It's not green, it's not libertarian, it's not independent, it's not none of that. So they are only going to go with the red and blue that we can pick from. Even though there are other people that you could, you know, choose from, that are green, purple, whatever, they're not going to allow you to pick from those two people. They're going to present you this green and blue on a platform. You want the red pill or the blue pill. That's pretty much what they're telling you. Be smart. I've just noticed a lot of people just don't have that much advice to give during this pick. It's like I said, most people are just saying, you know, vote for black policy, but you can see either one. It's a nice talk, but we've had people that talk nice, and when they get in that office, there's little that they're able to do for black people, mainly because there was a hint given. You said it was J. Edgar Hoover that said that. The unification of black people is the greatest threat.
Yes.
Yes. So that's mainly it. You know, they don't want us to unify. They don't want us to agree. But at the end of the day, we do have to agree on something. We do have to unify on something. It's us against them first. We can handle our shit later. Point blank, period. But go out there and vote. Do what you can. We are also going to look at, we got a sample ballot this week that we were going to touch on too, but we'll probably dive into that next episode because I wanted to look at the other people that were there, because like King was saying, there's like other parties that you could vote for that are on the ballot, and there's other things that you're going to be voting for as well, so other people.
Yeah. My aspect, yes, I was very blanketed about my statement and not open, but yes, going forward with lifting the veil, this is exactly what we're doing here. You do see plans when it comes to corporations and even businesses. Yes, they have been given an opportunity to move forward and cut off the amount that they quote unquote weren't even paying in general in taxes, but even more, some individuals feel like paying an extra 30+% percentage of taxes is too much. I want you all to keep in mind that anytime a business is providing you a service, truly You know, there's some taxation that's going to go into play. They have to be licensed and valid within their state to participate in the economy. Right now, the way that the world is moving, you know, and depending on what country you're in, capitalism is America's go-to. And there's a lot of people that want to try and save as much as, you know, as much of their capitalistic dollars as possible.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong for them to feel that way because that's their feelings. But morally, how we're supposed to go about utilizing money and pass it on, especially when someone else doesn't have, or to actually build up other businesses where they actually have a fair and equal space. I think people can put that into a better perspective and how they can move their business. You're going to see a lot of people that are out here that see the entertainers or athletes. They're probably going to run with that message. Oh, I don't want to get charged X amount of money or paying someone taxes extra. Screw. And again, I'm not saying that Biden has the best plan. I am definitely going to say that there is work that needs to be done on both sides of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that for sure. There needs to be some serious work. And if we're talking about our African diaspora, black folks that came directly from the soil of this here Americas, there's some serious work that needs to be done. If you're not aware of what also happened as well lately here, we do have a new Supreme Court justice, Amy Coney Barrett, I believe. You all need to take into account that voting for whomever you think is going to be president of the United States.
She didn't know the amendments, y'all.
She didn't. You need to be aware that just because you're voting for someone or the president of the United States or to be in control of the executive branch does not mean that you're done. You need to keep voting when it comes to your local. You need to keep voting when it comes to the federal,
the state
judges, state.
You have to
and
vote at every level. Y'all don't realize
county,
it's layered.
State.
County, state, local. Local federal, and county are the same, right? Like interchangeable.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Like just like state, I feel like would also be local a little bit.
But everything goes into play depending on who you put in control in your community. Everything is going into play. I need you all to keep in mind, if you're worried about your health care, especially at a time right now we're dealing with COVID-19 globally, then make sure that you're putting in someone, like I told you before, that has your best interest and your family's best interest when it comes to your health. Someone is telling you that because you have a pre-existing condition and they're going to eliminate that, and knowing the time that we're in, you need to be very aware of that person, and you need to honestly, you know, be pretty honest with yourself and say they don't care about me nor anybody else.
Right.
If you're someone that doesn't have a pre-existing condition, at least think about someone else, because I'm pretty sure that there's something that's in an underlying effect that someone has not caught yet. But I will digress, and I will say please make it an important task for you to go out and vote. Because as much as people say that your vote doesn't count, it actually does.
Yeah, spoiler alert, actually, it
truly does.
It does. This is, you know, we do have that electoral college that's pretty much basing everything on. Ours is the popular vote. Great, great, great. Look into that, do your own research, you know, because there's a lot of people saying, come out, vote, come out, vote, come out, vote. But there are also another segment of people who believe that voting doesn't change that much. Locally, like King said, locally, statewide, federal, we have to get certain things done. It's better that you participate so at least you have something to stand on versus not voting and then saying, well, you know, I didn't vote, and then you don't have anything to stand on. At least you can say, man, I voted for Biden. I thought that he was going such and so. I voted for Trump. I thought At least you have something to stand on. Just
also,
take it from there.
Keep in mind, too, that there are other candidates.
Oh,
absolutely. There are other candidates
that
are there.
They just not blue or red. If you're not blue or red, they're not going to recognize your purple green ass. Sorry to break it to you.
There you go.
Let's move on to the housekeeping. Not only did we rebrand our podcast, we also rebranded the format of our podcast as well. So don't worry if some segments are moved or taken out altogether. This episode is a bit of a freestyle episode because we were, discussing something earlier and was really passionate about it. So I was like, let's just go ahead and start recording. Next, our shop lives are every Monday at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sometimes CP time sharp, on Instagram, and you can catch the replay of all of those past lives as well. We also offer a Reviewing While Black series on our Instagram as well. We're always looking for legitimate Black-owned businesses to feature on our Reviewing While Black IGTV series. And this is actually a great place where we showcase our products, showcase your products live, any Black-owned businesses' products live. We unbox them and we give our honest feedback. And you can even join us if you'd like. If you are the Black-owned business that we're featuring, we'll invite you to join us during the live, or you can just sit back and watch the review like everyone else. And we originally started the Reviewing While Black IGTV series because people were always asking, you know, like, where are the Black-owned businesses? So, boom. You can catch all the replays for our on our Instagram TV of all the businesses we've featured so far. And if you'd like to be featured on our Reviewing While Black series that's on our Instagram and our YouTube as well, then you can definitely DM us and let us know about your business, or email us with your business page and let us know as well.
Exclusive access to us and our content can be found on our Patreon page. You can actually sign up for as low as $1. For our Duchess and Duke tier, higher tiers even go through a crowning ceremony as well. For more information on that, you can actually click in our bio, or you can visit our patreon.tv/TSLTV. And also, our store that we have is 24 hours, 7 days a week, just like 7-Eleven, because it's online. So you can click in the link our bio to browse or visit qkjj.org. Now, if you see a product and you want to, you know, see what it looks like live, you can definitely watch our replay of our Shop Lives events on Instagram, like Queen has mentioned, or you can click the link in our bio to be directed to our YouTube page with tutorials. There are some wonderful tutorials. This past Monday, actually, Queen did a wonderful job when it came to a head wrap tutorial. And we actually had to redo that one. That was still awesome, an awesome event. But again, this is something that we are doing constantly because, absolutely, because we want to let you know that we're being consistent. And now everybody wants to see a little consistency, of course, all the time. We want to make sure that we're there. And also you're tuning in. But definitely your responses, your replies, your comments, your shares, your likes, it all means something. It helps. So definitely check us out. And of course, like Queen said, if you're a Black-owned business, you want to be featured on our Reviewing While Black Instagram TV, please shout us out. Send us an email. DM us. And we gotcha. Yes. We gotcha. Now, I do want to get into our we are in our media absent news, y'all, aka our man news, and I really just want to get and dive straight into it because it's a really, really beautiful information and important information.
Yes, I want to address this first because I just read something. We were talking about the Trump and Biden administrations. I wanted to read something to bring it to light as well. So there is a Florida company president who actually warned his employees that their jobs will be in danger if Trump loses. Now, I know y'all like, whatever, BS, okay? Sure, I'll post the article in the show notes. Just so y'all know, I am not kidding you, okay? Because I had to get this done. This was something before the other news that we had, but I saw this and I was like, nah. So this is an article from ABC 11 News. Some employees at a Florida manufacturing company felt that they, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm trying to like do two things at once. So some employees at a Florida manufacturing company feel they were threatened by being laid off if they did not support President Donald Trump.
Wow. Daniels Manufacturing Corporation is based in Orlando, Florida. Its office displays a large Trump flag on the flagpole outside of the building.
According to the campaign finance reports obtained by WESH, the company and its president, George Daniels, has contributed more than $600,000 in this election cycle to the President Donald Trump and groups supporting other Republican candidates for office.
While there's nothing inherently wrong with the company supporting political parties or candidates, some employees think that, you know, what Daniels Manufacturing Corporation did in a recent pay stub just went way too far. Their pay stubs included a letter from Daniels himself warning them that their jobs could be in danger.
And this is in quotes. If Trump and the Republicans win the election, DMC will hopefully be able to continue operating more or less as it has been operating lately, the letter read. However, if Biden and the Democrats win, DMC could be forced to begin permanent layoffs in late 2020 and or early 2021.
Stan Smith is actually a DMC employee, but after getting that letter, he said he's planning to quit. Everybody has a choice. Now, this is in quotes from Mr. Stan Smith. Everybody has a choice to make their own decision. That's what Smith said. And some workers told WESH they were too afraid to speak about the incident for fear they would lose their jobs. Still others said they supported the president and they didn't find the letter offensive or threatening.
And in quotes, I don't feel like it was correct to do something like that, Smith said. That's like me coming to work because we had all these black killings and I should come in here and should wear a Black Lives Matter shirt and bring out hats and pass them out to everyone. I felt like it's unfair. Very factual.
Mm-hmm. Daniels declined to be interviewed on camera about the letter, but he issued the following statement, in quotes. I have been doing this for years. I have an obligation to let workers know what could happen based on the outcome of the election. They certainly should vote for the candidate they want. Now, I do want to let you all know that there was actually an employee that was fired because they actually spoke out. And they were fired because the media source actually, you know, asked them specifically, hey, what was written? Hey, what has happened? And again, there was retaliation done by the employer to a few of the employees. That's actually happened. There's a lawsuit that's actually in place now because obviously that's someone that employer is definitely someone that's retaliating against someone else's independent viewership. If they're like Mr. Smith said, hey, I didn't come into work after seeing all of these black killings live on national television. I didn't ask for you all to wear a mask or wear a t-shirt that said Black Lives Matter. I simply came in and did my job. Correct. I don't know where an employer comes off at that direct signal, even though that they do technically have the right, but you understand the communication and the signals that you're pressing for the people that you work for.
America's based on propaganda. Absolutely. And just having a Trump flag at the front of your building, not even saying anything to your employees. He didn't have to send out no damn letter.
Right.
You waving a 45 flag, mm-hmm, is a signal to a lot of people. Yeah. Different signals to a lot of people.
Yes.
So he didn't even have to send out this little flimsy letter, but people just feeling emboldened. And it's amazing, and I appreciate people feeling so emboldened to let us know how you truly feel, because I ain't got time to try and read between the lines, try to figure out how you feel. Just saying.
Y'all.
Oh, what were you about to say?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to move on to the next one with the NFAC.
Well, I was going to say at the end of this, if you also have an employer that's doing the same exact thing,
yes,
or is given those types of signs, and if you've been fired, you've been treated unfairly, simply, you know, I mean, I mean, you have the right to independently choose who you would like to see as the president of the United States, mm-hmm, and you have been reprimanded and, again, have been fired from your job. Reach out to someone within the legal field. Yeah, I mean, reach out to someone in the legal field. Get yourself a lawyer up and go ahead and get that taken care of, because that's wrong. They've definitely violated you. They've definitely violated rights, especially as an employer. I get it, okay? You spent $600,000. You spent $600,000 in campaign funding that money came from the backs of those employees. That money came from the backs of those employees and the services that they put out. Actually, that Daniels' business, what they do is they make materials for military. for the United States military. So again, this is what we're saying right now. That money is being funneled back through. It's just unfortunate that someone is so blinded as an employer that they're candidly expressing to their employees that, hey, your livelihood, your family could be on the street if you don't vote for someone that I specifically decided that I was going to endorse and put my money towards. So, again, there's a lot of... And, of course, because of the tax cut.
That's what the majority are doing. It's like y'all voting on him on one policy and he can change tomorrow. One executive order.
Exactly. Queen made that very clear, too, as well. Just because a president puts in an executive order for a tax cut, that doesn't mean that it can't be updated by the following administration. Mm-hmm. You all have to keep that in mind. Our taxes hadn't even been updated since I believe like around the 70s, maybe even the 80s. So it needed to be updated. There's a lot of things that need to be updated. Our healthcare system needs to be updated.
If this was a house, I would say knock it down and build another one.
Because the front door open, the windows is cracked, the floors is creaking, and let me tell you something. Let's not even worry about the basement because it's flooded.
Right. I'm about to say that HVAC pump is definitely not going to pass this inspection.
Hello.
Escrow will fall out.
Hello.
But he said, Yes, I'm definitely going to wanted to discuss the NFAC.
And that's the not fucking around coalition.
Yes. And this is something that I feel like mainstream media, especially in the U.S., has not touched on.
Only a few.
Unless it's in a negative light.
That's true.
Unless it's in a negative light. Oh, one of their members, you know, shot another member. No, that's not what happened. But sure, thank you for the coverage, you know. You have to take what you can get from some of these sources. It's like, okay, thank you for covering us, even though you got it wrong. But they're getting a lot more publicity in foreign countries,
of course,
just saying,
and actually a lot of support,
and yes, in the positive light. So I recommend you tuning in to, he has two things that he does each day depending on, you know, if he has the time. And I mean, he's the leader of the NFAC. Grandmaster Jay, the leader of the NFAC. So if he has time to do in the a.m. it's the morning mental, in the p.m. it's facts over feelings. So if he has time to do both, he may do one day or one another day. I'm just letting you know, because I've tuned in sometimes, look at his page, like, where that facts over feelings, where the morning mental, and you know, I'm like, oh, okay, he's the whole leader of the NFAC. I can't expect him to be there every single day. So yes, and be aware as well, and this is something you can watch on his YouTube or his Instagram, but be aware of the fake YouTube pages and the fake Instagram pages.
Mm-hmm.
He does not communicate over Instagram. So if you didn't send somebody some money, he said, over Instagram, they've been Grandmaster Jay, that's your fault, for real. But I love his deep interpretation of these texts that we've been given.
Whew.
And he says that he gets into the exegesis of the scripture, which is pretty much the critical explanation or interpretation of the text, especially a scripture in a sentence. The task of, in a sentence, is going to be used as the task of Bible exegesis.
Now, remember to, and not to go too far, but when it comes to how to, you know, how to what we were taught, there's two ways. There's esoteric and exoteric.
Yes.
All right.
Look into both of those as well so that you can gain a deeper understanding.
Aha. That's the whole point.
So it's like that.
Because a lot of the things that's being provided in text doesn't always translate the way that we believe. And sometimes we take things a little too far, or we just take things not as direct and as open as it was obviously presented. So please keep that in mind. There's some things that the brother goes into, and you may take it literal, or you may go too far in the explanation. Just know that your interpretation is exactly that. Take the interpretation and then incorporate it within your life. Yes. All right?
And if you need to, if you're one of those people that was in school that enjoyed the group discussions and critical thinking and stuff like that, start a group, because it always helps to hear someone else's, their perception on what they read from or what they surmise from the situation.
What's the worst that can happen? You all start a think tank,
you know?
What's the worst?
Or some black people unite, and that's the worst.
Right. What's the worst that can happen? You know.
So, and that's why I wanted to highlight that, because he, like I said, he does not just get into the Bible. He goes deeper and often reads from several different texts. All right. That's the main thing that I love the most. Can you get me out the way too? Unless you got it already.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing that I love. It's a deeper take on every single aspect of our lives. Certain things that we haven't been taught. He will reiterate some things, you know, for the people who are like re-ask about certain things. And another thing that I appreciate as well is he actually dives deeper on texts that have not been highlighted in our education. And if they were, they were only highlighted to a certain capacity. Okay, like, think about this. When we were in school, remember, I'm not sure if you heard your teacher say this, but I'm pretty sure you have, because I've heard several teachers say this. You be learning something from a teacher, and they'll say, we're not going to learn the entire book. We're only learning, you know, this chapter and that chapter. Mainly they telling you this because this is what is in their curriculum. They get like a curriculum in quotes at the beginning of the school year, and they have to touch on these three subjects or these eight topics, and then they have to plan their plan, you know, their teaching plan or their lesson plan around that outline that they're giving at the beginning of the year. So with that said, teachers cannot go deeper on certain subjects unless, you know, some teachers tell you to come out to class or, you know, do your own research. But not all teachers are able to go into depth about certain topics, because they have to teach you chapters 1 through 5 within 2 months and then test you on it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's very quick. It's very ask and answer. This is just put this on the test, you know. It's this is what it is, put this is the answer for the test. So that's what I really appreciate for him. He often reads from several different texts that haven't been highlighted in our education, and spoiler alert, black people, we have been miseducated.
Yep.
Another spoiler alert, it was on purpose. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. Now, us, yes, black people, African-American, native blacks, a part of the diaspora,
yes,
it's important that we educate and find a way to unite ASAP. That's ASAP. That means as soon as possible. That means you better bring your ass here, boy. That, besides a race war, where we spend over 400 years doing to white people what they did to us, is the scariest thing that could happen to white people.
Yes.
And acting or passing whites that perpetuate and benefit from white supremacy and capitalistic values.
Yeah, so
the scary part, I'm just saying,
yes.
what's scaring people is the education that is being implicated in the unification that's being implemented.
That's one of the
for free. Yes. For free now.
That's one of the, and I'm just wanting to be clear because people will hear what you just said and they'll be like, oh, so that's what y'all going to do?
No,
to be clear, the scariest thing that can happen for white people acting white, passing whites, would be us educating ourselves, us unifying ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, besides us spending the 400 years doing exactly what they did to us, mm-hmm. to them.
Right.
Simple as that.
Now, again, a lot of us don't even care or even want to go down that same disgusting, nasty, degenerative.
It takes too much energy
and effort to do so. I don't have time making mm-hmm. sure that my white slaves are outside in the field at dark time
and so whipping them and disciplining like niggas.
So y'all don't get a suntan and shit like that. And then I gotta pay for the sun cream if I do have to put y'all there so y'all don't run away.
Y'all don't have to be in the house. You know the house.
I don't
temporary shelter they build.
I don't have time for that, y'all. I don't have, and I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? I don't have time to go through the process of making sure that we're breeding half children. I don't have time for that. I don't. I have better things that I'm thinking about going through the process of raping people. I don't have time for that even mental capacity to sit here and separate people from their families. I don't have the mental capacity to sit here and call themselves, demean someone, make them feel less than.
Create not even words that are of a derogatory nature.
I don't have time.
Y'all
I don't have time. And then we're moving forward too. So you know they're gonna say, well, if you had slaves, you know you're gonna have to make sure that all of them got good health care. You know how much money health care gonna be for y'all, son? Y'all always getting sick. Look, this is what I'm look. I just want to bring a little funny out of the seriousness.
Yeah.
The seriousness out of it. The seriousness out of it, please. The words that I said, there are jokes that are being put into place, but there is truth in the midst of it. We don't have time to waste time.
We don't have the 400 years
to waste. We don't.
Perpetrating these same exact capitalistic values and just beating y'all asses and doing whatever the heck we want. We ain't got time to do that to y'all.
Don't got time for it.
Some people will, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Okay? But what we will say is, if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to go through the process and educating yourself.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And we also have to educate ourselves in general.
Mm-hmm.
In general. You so need exactly. I don't care what you call us, black folk, okay? Kim folk, African American. Native blacks.
I'm a native black myself.
I don't know what you call yourself, but I'm just keeping it real. It's important that we educate one another and ourselves and we find a way to unite.
And
because
always,
what's happening around the world is other people are watching us.
Mm-hmm. They're good or looking. Bad, that's what they think, whether it's good or bad. And just like King was saying, so we might as well just go ahead, scare them by educating ourselves, scare them by unifying and thinking and always acting on things. Because at this point, y'all, we need to find something, anything at this point to unite on. Because in the words of, I'm not going to tell you who said it first. I'm going to say it first, and then y'all can be like, okay? It's us against them first.
I know who you got that from.
Okay? We can handle our shit later. That is from a 60 Days In inmate, and he was a passing white, believe it or not. They were having
passing
like a
white. Indeed, he was passing white.
Yes. Definitely. And just to clear it up, too, for those of you who are probably like, what's passing white? It's, you know, when they see us and they be like, oh, he black.
Italians, Irish, Jewish. No, I'm going to call you out. Armenian. All of those.
And that's why I was trying to give them the visual aspect. You know how they see us and they like, oh, he black. They don't look at us and be like, oh, he could be Haitian. He could be Nigerian.
No, they say you black.
They say he black. So that's what I'm talking. What I'm referring to, the acting and passing whites.
Now, this is for all the whites that actually do listen to us. And keep it real. Mm-hmm. If a race war were to pop off, are you going to sit back and ask, are you Haitian? Are you some type of middle African? Or did you come right here from the States? Or are you some Caribbean? Mm-hmm. Are you some Jamaican African? Or are you just going to say, oh, no, they black?
Oh, he not a native black. Cut him down from that tree.
Hello.
We only searching for native blacks right now. That's not how it's going to go down. Sorry yes. to break it to you.
Now, but why I say that, before we go, why I say that is I have to go off of history. Yes. Now, a few places that we can go off of is definitely Tulsa. We can go off of several things that have happened in Louisiana and several of the wonderful cities that have happened down there. All across the state, honestly, the 50 states, there's been some type of lynching, some type of wrongdoing to black folks. All I would have to say is at the end of the day, we have to remember there's a mindset that's being put into place by people. You're subscribing to a mindset of hate and negative energy. And it can definitely go past the process of color. Because all skin folk
ain't
kin folk.
Hello.
All right, Daniel Cameron. You had a job to do by protecting a queen.
Daniel and people Cameron.
And people are seeing that. So I want to keep in mind that this transcends that this definitely goes beyond,
transcends,
but it just goes beyond race. It's an ideal and a thought process.
Yep.
And if you have that ideal and a thought process, you are an enemy.
Yeah.
You are an op. Sorry you are someone that really needs to go through a process and sit inside of a cage by yourself. And understand the negative implications that you are subscribing to.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hear truth in my voice or the things that I'm saying, then obviously you're blinded. You don't have on the goggles. You don't understand what I'm saying. So you can go ahead and just stop this right now. Mm-hmm. All I'm telling you at the end of the day, no more. We are done. There are people that are already put in place. We are done playing.
Been done playing.
However you want to take it is however we're going to take it. Because you can only give back the energy that is definitely being pushed towards you.
Mm-hmm.
We have been pushed with a lot of energy, a lot of hatred, animosity, and so on and so on.
Okay.
So you can only understand if that energy comes back.
Right.
It's just like karma. It comes back around sometimes.
And you're definitely not going to dissipate.
So, again, if you're that type of person, and not all.
Because like most racists say, I have white friends.
Of course. Or I have black friends. Or I have Asian friends. Or I have Latino friends. Or I have Middle Eastern friends. We all have friends.
Yes.
But do you understand the culture? Do you understand the pain?
Are you respecting it? If anyone ever presents you with that, you know, I have black friends narrative, this may seem like an extreme example, but it's not, because it runs in a lot of people's families. For instance,
yes,
when people are like, oh, you know, I have black friends, we also know that there are a lot of people who invite that pedophile uncle to the cookout.
Ooh.
And we don't look at him like that's pedophile Uncle Chuck. That's just Uncle Chuck that has some issues. So you can't sit up there and say, well, it's family. I got family. We don't look at family the same. If you had an uncle with a missing eyeball and someone meets your uncle for the first time, they're like, oh my God, you didn't tell me his uncle was missing. Oh, that's just Uncle Chuck.
He got a missing eyeball.
And he a pedophile. We don't pay him no mind.
Nope.
I'm just
That's
saying,
crazy, right?
Don't let people use that family
there you
shit
go.
Towards you. No.
There you go.
Uh-uh.
Now, we do want to go into the next very important process. Yes, we definitely want to let you know that reading is fundamental and definitely dependent on what you're going through the process of reading.
Yes. When I mentioned facts over feelings, yes, and the morning mental.
And I'm actually happy that you just said this because I know a lot about that. So go ahead.
Good. So the thing that I would recommend, the class that he's currently teaching, I recommend that you start off with that one.
Mm-hmm.
You can start off wherever you want, but just be aware if you're clicking in the middle of a class.
Yes.
Excuse me, because then you'll hear something. You're on class 5, but you need class 1. It's not going to make sense to you. It's just going to sound like stuff that's going over your head.
Right.
So currently now he's teaching is facts over feelings at the night, in the night. And it's the MPA class 1, The Kids of Bebe Part 1. And I will leave that information in the show notes as well.
Mm.
And like I said, when the class that he's doing, the MPA class 1, you're going to see MPA class 2, MPA class 3. You know, you'll see Part 1 or Part 2. Right. So you have to be aware of that.
Right.
He's diving into several texts. I looked up some of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's other texts that he's diving into that I'm not able to get a copy of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great
naturally,
thing.
Naturally, right.
Yes, that's the great thing, too. Like, if you're not able to get a copy of a certain book, or there's a book that Jane Elliott recommended that was like,
yeah,
$900.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I was like, I need to get this $900 so I can get this book, because there's obviously something in there.
Yeah.
So, three of the main books that he's reading from. The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse.
Yep.
They have that available on Amazon. Or I believe you can get the PDF download of any book for real.
Yep.
The Book of Enoch with Yahweh's name restored. I just want to take
the
some time
right
to
there.
Let you all know. You will not be able to buy this book
the
online.
Book of Enoch. Yeah.
The only thing you will be able to do is download the PDF version,
yep,
of this book. And I will put the direct link that,
yes,
you'll be able to download this book in.
Yes.
Because the books that you'll see, like on Amazon, it will say the Book of Enoch with Yahweh's name restored. And then it will say, and Gerald's interpretation, you,
yep,
know, in-depth interpretation of,
yep,
the book. Nobody needs anybody's thorough interpretation of a book, because we all gonna interpret it different.
Now, the Book of Enoch also is being presented to, and also I just wanted to just break apart from this aspect, because a part of my history and growing up too as well, and some of us probably grew up in the church, but you have questions, and I always ask, what was beyond Revelations, okay?
What?
And I was given a sample of the Book of Enoch. I was given a sample of things that were definitely told and provided. All I will say is, you know, if you have the opportunity to go through the process and purchasing, if you can find it, good for you. If you can go through the process and download it, good for you. But there is some very strategic information,
thank you,
that's being provided. There's some very wonderful information that's being provided, and it really is upon your understanding and interpretation. Just don't take anything to heart. Open your heart and,
yes,
understand what you're listening to.
Y'all, yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead. So, another thing that I wanted to address too, a lot of people feeling some type of way with Grandmaster Jay, the way he addresses people.
Yep.
You have to move past that.
Please, your boss has talked to you any type of way.
Okay, I was about to say, if you ain't been talked to crazy, I know the way he talked to me, I've had family members talk to me worse. So ain't no way that I'm going to sit there and listen to some stranger and feel and get offended. Offense, always remember this, offense is taken, not given. So if you take an offense to something, that's because you decided to take offense to something. No one can make you angry. If someone can make you angry, someone get you frustrated, someone get you in your emotions, either they are intentionally trying to get you in your emotions, or you allowed them to do that. But you,
psychologist.
Yeah, like a psychologist or something. There are people like what we watching now, the show Evil on Netflix, I believe. There's this guy, Leland Townsend. He is very persuasive. Some people are very persuasive and can persuade you to feel whatever they want you to feel. So factor that in as well. I will say that. And another book that he is reading from as well is all four versions of the Bible, because like he said in one of his other ones, he wants to also touch on the Bible for those Bible heads out there that's like, nah, that's not in my Bible. He said he's going to touch on that too, so you all know it's in your text as well. It's just not a chapter that they taught you on, because that's not what they want, because that's just not something, just like what I gave you the example of the teachers and how they only teach you chapter 1 through 5 and they skip chapters 6 through 8 and then you go from 9 through 12. That, you know, though he's touching on those chapters that are skipped. And that's why we said don't even get caught in your emotions in that time.
I will give you all a spoiler alert. The Book of Enoch is a revolting book.
Oh, my goodness.
Your mind will revolt in the current times that we are in. That's why the Book of Enoch was not technically added to the New Testament. It was taken away.
Yep.
Because once you read it, you'll realize, oh, somebody wants us to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants us to set this off.
Yes.
So you can understand why someone is like, nah, I don't want that in there. I think they'll, you know, probably see that very clearly and they're going to start moving.
Yes.
So that's the reason why it costs a lot to find it. And when you understand the text, again, if you want to hire
something. No, the Book of Enoch is free, but it takes a lot to find it. I understand what you're saying. That you're just going to find people's interpretation. If you don't download the PDF version that I'm leaving in the show notes, like you just won't have it. You'll have some you know, somebody reaccount. Yes, someone's reaccount of the story.
I was best friends with Jesus.
Man, yes, we ain't got time for that. But that's the main thing that I do want to point out with the Grandmaster Jay. There's a lot of people as well that's against him being the leader of the NFAC. And they're like, you know, we got it from here. You can step to the side. We'll take advantage. And it's like, why would he do that when he conjured all of this up? Like, why would he step to the side now? It's not a company you can buy out. You feel me? That's how people are trying to present it. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you for getting this far. We'll take it from here, brother. And I believe that Grandmaster Jay is, with all his intellect, like, if I could just hold his head in my hand. Like, it's beautiful. The intellect that's coming out of his mouth and how he addresses people and teaches you how to carry yourself and address people. Also, look at his interviews that he's had with people. Oh, the person we talked about last time, the coon we talked about last time, he actually sat down with Jesse Lee Peterson.
And y'all, I didn't think that, and again, Jesse, if you do listen to this, to an extent, you have coon-like mentalities. I'm not going to say that you are a coon. You have coon-like mentality, sir. Okay? The things that you tend to see, your white narrative. Yes, absolutely. All of that. Now, when I appreciate them as two black men being able to communicate. And if you didn't understand the way that they were communicating, it was actually a beautiful moment. I got to see two people that were from two opposite sides of the board. And they were both able to come together on speaking terms and provide a conversation. Actually, they were more similar. They were actually more similar than a lot of other people that I've actually seen on that show, which was kind of daunting in a way, but it was cool because it lets me know that there's still a little bit of originality. There's still a little bit of credibility. There's still a little bit of that soil, that source that's in each of all of us. Mm-hmm. Someone just got to bring it out. And Grandmaster Jay actually did that and actually corrected Jesse a few times. Look, you ain't going to talk to me like that, brother. And Jesse was like, look, respect the black man, which is crazy.
Because Jesse has a lot of microaggressions, like saying you people. That's a microaggression, and I would love to get deeper into that on our next podcast, because they made racism so so layered, so convoluted, so deep, so layered. It's just stupid. But when another, like I was saying, that another book that he's touching on is all four versions of the Bible, and I know some people are probably like, what are all four versions of the Bible? And I actually looked it up and ordered the book as well. So we have... Oh, go ahead. You right there.
As we all know, when you go into majority of churches now, especially in the United States... Oh, absolutely. The four holy Bible and the Holy Bible and four translations of the parallel edition consists of
What was the Bible originally written in? Because it Hebrew. Says four translations.
Right. The Bible was originally written in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Translation actually goes a little bit before that. To be honest, to be completely honest with you, it was translated into Hebrew and then produced nationwide. But the original text was definitely written and provided within our African diaspora. It was just really honestly finessed back to us.
Right.
It consists of the King James Version.
Mm-hmm. The New American Standard Bible.
Oh, the New English Bible and the Jerusalem Bible.
Yep. So you can find all... You can find a book that has all four of those versions in it as well. Because, like I said, he's going to let you know that it's also in your books as well. And I'll leave that information in our show notes. He's also reading from, he said he was going to touch on the Book of Amun-Ra.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the Book of Amun-Ra is literally non-existent.
Yeah.
I'm going to do more research, and I recommend you doing more research on that as well. But I looked for this book, could not find it anywhere. One, mainly because originally it was made out of 100% gold. So, yeah. Let that sit.
let that sink in.
Yes. The other version I saw was made, it had a leather cover to it. So, the next in man news as well is a black doctor launches a hair growth box for women experiencing hair loss.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's what I saw. About the girl.
Celebrity fertility expert, emergency room physician, urgent care, co-owner, mother and wife, best-selling author are all the titles that Dr. Barry wears and even fought on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is beautiful.
Yes. Now, only 12% of women experiencing hair loss seek restoration treatment. That doesn't mean only 12% of women are experiencing hair loss. That means only 12% are actually seeking help.
Right.
And these and other questions Dr. Barry sought to answer after she was diagnosed with alopecia are Arita, I believe. Arita, yes, this year. Specifically, she is now launching the Hair Growth Box. And you can find that at thehairgrowthbox.com.
Right. Now, it's actually a package of herbs, antioxidants, polyphenols, and other nutrients that work to nourish the scalp, as well as other products from reputable hair and skin vendors. Now, women focus a lot on what, you know, topicals to apply to the areas. And of course to the scalp, while forgetting to be consistent with nutrients the scalp and the body need that they, you know, may be deficient in. And it is Dr. Barry's goal that what helped her may also help others. Now that's also true. What you do take in, you are what you eat. You definitely are, you know, are the chemicals that make up your body. If you add something to your body, that's definitely gonna change the genetic makeup of who you are. Any protein that is taken away, that strand of DNA changes the whole process of that protein. So keep that in mind, Dr. Barry. This is an individual too. If they understand, and depending on how many years you've been working, especially within the United States, you'll see that there was a specific push when it comes to the way that a look or a style was. It was very European.
Black women have never been the standard of beauty, even though that's what majority of people emulate.
Yeah, Queen said.
Yes, personally. I'm excited about this because I've spent the last few years learning about my natural hair, loving all the different textures, because anyone who's done research into their hair, especially black women, we have different textures in our hair. It's not just one texture that you can depend on, which I found amazing. And I spent time with my hair just really trying to understand it and what it needs to flourish. So I'm very excited about this hair growth box because I'm going to check it out and add it to my hair regimen and see if it's going to help with me as well. And it wasn't easy, and it definitely still not is, but with the help of King, I'm happy to report to date that my hair is officially touching the middle of my back.
Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing new for me, really, because when I was a little girl, that was like my trademark. My hair was always down my back. But after years of abuse with my hair, and I actually had a family member who actually cut my hair while I was sleeping. And long story short, it's never been the same since then. So I really gave up on it, and I retreated to perms and wigs and braids, etc. Anything really to not have to personally deal with my hair, just to be honest. And after all this, I just started to notice that my edges were thinning even more and more. So I've tried a lot of different things to solve it, from Jamaican castor oil all the way to Monistat. And yes, I said Monistat. Some people are probably like, why Monistat? That's what you insert, you know, into your uterus to relieve like a yeast infection and stuff.
And the bacteria.
But, mm-hmm. Yes, but that was the thing. Just like you said, it has antibacterial properties that can foster hair growth,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of different things. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and try that. And I even, King was there with me. I even went to the dermatologist and was told that because black women decide to have such elaborate, tight, pulled back, you know, and often ever changing hairstyles, traction alopecia is very common and expected. And I was pretty much furious because I asked for medication to treat it, and I was told that it wasn't bad enough for treatment. So with all that said, I'm still on a journey, you know, trying different products. I'm excited to try this Queen's Hair Box and learn more about Dr. Jaleesa Berry and her hair growth products. You can visit and check her out at drberriesnatural.com, naturals.com, and thehairgrowthbox.com. I'll leave both of those in the show notes as well.
All right, y'all, we got a positive quote for you, and this is actually from our honorable and loved Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., specifically labeled.
He not even anybody that needs an introduction, because that voice
is going to tell you.
Yeah, it's going to tell you exactly who it is.
Brother tells you that, let's go ahead and get our check. As you can see, our topic today is black folks, we need to stop begging. But I didn't want to, and also those that may not be black that were probably like, yeah, you're right, black folks need to stop begging. I want to tell you why, that the word begging is a very tricky word. It's tricky language.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely get into that right now on why I just said the begging aspect is a very tricky word if you just go into the facts of what has happened.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest. But not only did they give the land, they built land grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farm. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Do we need to say any more than that, you all?
Yeah, I was like, we don't even really have to go into our topic after that. Because he said everything. But for those of you who are like, yeah, but that was for sure long ago. Okay, we want to dive in deeper for you, so you can have, you know, form your own opinion. We love your feedback on this episode. Mm-hmm. And that just shows you the strength of our media, black media, and making sure we keep our media militant. It can't be all celebrity gossip, y'all. We got to cover some other topics, some hard-hitting topics. Because at the end of the day, sorry to break it to you, spoiler alert, these athletes, these entertainers, these celebrities, in quotes, they not going to help you. They can't help us. They are a brand. They are a logo. They have to worry about how their brand is affecting someone else's pocket. The person that's signing their check. And if the person signing their check doesn't want them to speak up about SARS, they're not going to. Sorry to break it to you. But someone has to tell you the truth. And if I didn't care, I'd be out here making these coon coins. We'd be out here making these coon coins.
Nope.
But because we care, because we have to, because we have to protect ourselves, protect you, arm you with this knowledge, we gonna tell you the stuff that's gonna be hard to hear. As you know, our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and want to be able to give you this content and more content on a consistent basis. And you can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you listen to us, whichever platform that is, whether it be SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. We appreciate you subscribing to that platform for us and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or even a heart on SoundCloud.
Now, you can literally Google QKJJ and there's going to be a plethora of us and all of our details. You can commit to patreon.com/QKJJ. We have tiers. We have a goal of 200 patrons. Of course, PayPal at PayPal.me/ QKJJ. And also at Cash App, that was the $ at QKJJ. Also, you can always purchase from our store at QKJJ.org directly. You can also follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ.
And just to let you know, Patreon option is a great way to commit to us, as low as $1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You can subscribe to our Duchess and Duke tier. And if you're looking for those non-committal options, which is PayPal and Cash App, and shopping at our store, either one of those options are great and help us produce more content and have a greater platform and cultivate a space to bring you this bomb content.
Mm-hmm.
Non-monetary ways to donate to us is tagging us when you are listening to the podcast, hashtag TSLTV podcast, and you can share the podcast on your social media platforms as well. We're also asking that you tell at least 2 people about this podcast. And we'll put the information in our show notes as well. And we always appreciate your support. And money is energy. So we are sending that positive energy your way and hope that you receive it back 100 times over to do the things that bring you black ass joy or any ass joy that you need.
Mm-hmm. Our topic, definitely, is going to be...
Black people stop begging, like you said.
Yes.
But we're going to dive into... Go ahead.
Head right system.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I am going to show you right here. I'm going to leave the link in our show notes that goes into an explanation of the head right system.
Now, the head right system, the early inhabitants actually of Jamestown, Virginia, where employees of the Virginia Company and were supposed to direct their labors toward the production of profits for their investors. Pretty much, hey, I know where this at. Y'all can come get it and we can go through the process of production. That's what they did. All right. Yeah. Now, it quickly became apparent that gold and silver did not exist in appreciable amounts in the eastern northern America, North America, which again, you could definitely find. I'm also just adding in some other things. You can actually find some other wonderful materials, whether that be stones, copper, all types of other materials besides gold and silver, actually in the Northern American region, depending on where you're looking. But a fact that left the colony without a cash crop and the resultant threat of bankruptcy. Yes, you heard it. There was a bank that decided that they wanted to invest capital within individual businesses or larger corporations that ran ships, and they were specifically looking for gold and silver. This actually is probably something that you've seen in your history books. Again, I'm adding on because this is information that I love, and I love history. Just giving you that little information that you need to know. So that is true. Once you are threatened with bankruptcy, what normally happens is that bank, or which I'll say whichever principality, king, queen, mm-hmm. whomever was governing that specific space would be like, look, we came to collect on our money. You say you knew where this was. You say you had the homeboys go over there for dirt cheap, and they said that they knew where it was. Where is it? You ain't got it. We taking our stuff back. Now, the advent of the tobacco economy, which actually started and definitely gained some really good traction in the 1610s, changed the course of Virginia's development. That's very true, because tobacco production required large tracts of land and many workers. The company held the title of a tremendous amount of land, but had few workers at their disposal. Now, here goes the great date that we need to pay attention to. 1618, the headright system was introduced as a means to solve the labor shortage. It provided the following: colonists already residing in Virginia were granted two headrights, meaning two tracts of 50 acres each, or a total of 100 acres of land. Y'all asking for 40 acres and a mule, you need to stop playing, because how much is an acre of land? Well, we already went through the process. Just so we're, you know, on the same page, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and define what we're talking about. An acre of land is equal to 43,560 square feet. Now, for all the brothers out there that have a size 13, congratulations. You know what I need for you to do? I need for you to take
size 12, even
or size 12. Yeah, and I just add a little extra because you got a little extra step.
Yeah, because you abnormal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I got big socks. All right, for the brothers out there that have a size 12. All right, you already have a square foot. All right, you have a foot that is square 12 by 12. Understand what I'm saying? So just go ahead and walk 43,560 steps. Okay? Go in a direction and walk 43,560 steps.
Oh my gosh.
All right? There is 640 acres in a square mile. And acreage is the most common way to describe parcels of land for sale in the United States.
Yes, and that location plays a big factor. Depending on where you purchase your acreage at, it could run you, you know, a few thousand.
To a few hundred thousand.
You know,
to maybe even millions of dollars. So again, the colonists are